Psalm 10.
Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In their arrogance, the wicked hunt down the weak, catching them in the schemes they devise. They boast about the cravings of their hearts. They bless the greedy and revile the Lord. In their pride, the wicked do not seek him. In all their thoughts, there is no room for God. Their ways are always prosperous. Your laws are rejected by them. They sneer at all their enemies. They say to themselves, "Nothing will ever shake us." They swear, "No one will ever do us harm." Their mouths are full of lies and threats. Trouble and evil are under their tongues. They lie in wait near the villages. From ambush, they murder the innocent. Their eyes watch in secret for their victims. Like a lion in cover, they lie in wait. They lie in wait to catch the helpless. They catch the helpless and drag them off in their nets. The innocent are crushed. They collapse. They fall victim to superior strength. The wicked say to themselves, "God will never notice. He covers his face and never sees." Arise, Lord. Lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the helpless. Why do the wicked revile God? Why do they say to themselves, "He won't call us to account"? But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arms of the wicked and the evildoers. Call them to account for their wickedness that would not otherwise be found out. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and you listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed, so that mere earthly mortals will never again strike terror.